The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, Joey. How are you?
I am wonderful. You've been busy this week. You had your debate earlier in the week.
Yes. Were you able to stay up and watch it, Joey? I know you get up real early.
Yes, but I did. I won't say that I watched all of it, but I hit the highlights. And here, let me tell you my first impression, okay? Tally Casey, of course, running as Joe Cunningham's lieutenant governor, running mate. She was very quick to paint a clear choice that we have on November the 8th. I want to share with you one of the quick highlights.
I think it's very important that we protect women's right to choose in South Carolina. And we should be leading on this issue. South Carolina is looking to establish one of the most restrictive bans in the country. If it were up to me, I would go back to the precedent set by Roe v. Wade, which was the law of the land for the past 50 years. Our daughters should not have less rights than their mothers and grandmothers. I think that what is happening is the other side here is just engaging in fear-mongering. We are not seeking to permit partial birth abortions or abortion on demand. We're just seeking basic freedoms for women to have the ability to make healthcare decisions within their own control or with consultation with their doctor. We don't think it's the government's job or the government's business to tell women what to do with their bodies or to tell doctors how to treat their patients.
I think you and the governor were accused of fear-mongering there.
Yes, we were, and it was. But then she came back, because my response to that was, I can't understand why you could advocate for something that the medical community, the community she's talking about, has said that babies in the womb feel pain at 15 weeks. Mm-hmm. When you try to codify Roe, go back to Roe, that's allowing abortion to 20 to 24 weeks. Joe Cunningham has said he is fine with 20 to 24 weeks. That literally means that up to 2 months, you would torture a baby during the process of abortion.
Yep.
Torture. I mean, to me as a mom, from the day I found out I was going to be a mom, I tried to keep my kids from feeling pain.
Yes.
And I just don't understand why they want to talk about the medical community. They want to talk about science only when it follows up their point. And then when it doesn't, they just ignore it. And they don't talk about it, and they expect us all to ignore it, too. And so I hope I did a good job getting the point across, especially for the younger generation who has only known a time of, you know, of Roe v. Wade.
Right.
And isn't hearing the facts that are coming out. That was a great platform to talk about it. When she tried to accuse me of only being pro-birth and not pro-life, you know, I hope my rebuttal showed all of South Carolina that not am I only worried about a baby in the womb. I'm worried about our children not being able to ride their bike down the street. I'm worried about women who are afraid to walk to their car. I'm worried about pro-life from the cradle to the grave. It is not just because I want to take away the right of a woman. It's because I want to save the rights of babies.
Right. Yeah. Well, good job, because I think you did make your point very eloquently. Of course, Governor McMaster will face Joe Cunningham in their debate coming up October 26th at 7:00. So plan to watch that. And of course, we'll have the highlights of that too. Was there any other moment during the debate that really stands out to you that you'd recall?
Yeah, just that same tired idea of the Democrats that we're seeing in Washington, and we see it in their remarks. They think money is free. Start talking about expanding Medicaid, you know, that this is free money coming from the federal government. You know, this idea, again, money, it just that nothing adds up in their platform.
Yeah.
They want to use recreational marijuana to eliminate tax, to pay teachers more, to fix our roads, and to expand Medicaid.
Yeah.
Now, that man, I'm an accountant. You don't even have to be an accountant, Joey. I think, you know, anybody in the third grade that can do basic addition and subtraction should be able to realize that what you're saying doesn't add up. First of all, marijuana has never yielded the revenues in states that have done it. And the two lawmakers in Colorado that introduced that bill have come out and said if they could go back and redo it, they probably wouldn't do it. Because yeah. You see the collateral damage that comes with that. The homelessness, the crime, the tent cities. I mean, those are all new programs that have to emerge out of something that's not really going to create revenue. But, oh, and on top of that, they're going to pay for all these things. And, oh, by the way, Medicaid expansion is free. Yeah. Nothing is free.
Yeah.
It's just their whole idea of painting money, no fiscal responsibility, no accountability. You know, she's all for, you know, eliminating this student debt. Biden's just wiping it away. And I said, that's not, when you talk to the plumbers and the electricians and the welders and the truck drivers that opted never to go to college, they don't want to pay somebody else's college. And as parents, I teach my kids to be responsible. When you put your name on a bottom line, that is, you're responsible for that. People are counting on you to pay that back, but they're the party of no responsibility.
Yep.
You don't want to pay that loan back? That's fine. No responsibility. You want to break the law and not go to jail? That's fine. No responsibility. We're not a nation of that. We're a nation of law and order. We're a nation of rules. That's how we have, you know, done so well for so long. And it really shows you that they really just want to break our nation.
Yeah. Well, again, I think that anyone watching the debate the other night, if there was ever a clear distinction of our choice on November the 8th, we certainly saw it between you and the opposing side. So, again, job well done, and we'll look forward to seeing the governor in a couple of weeks as well. You know, we just we're on the countdown here.
We are.
You know,
27 days.
And you know, we have choices to make, and they're important choices. There are a lot of people out there working to make sure that we are successful on November the 8th, a lot of people, you know, doing the footwork out there. By the way, I'm headed down to McCormick County tomorrow to the fall extravaganza, the McCormick County Republican Party. You should come join us. It's going to be a great evening at Liberty Hill Farm, and I'm looking forward to being down there. But it's just an example of, you know, they're working hard in McCormick County for victory on November the 8th.
Well, the only thing that can hurt us, not just here in South Carolina, but across our country, is complacency.
Yeah.
People have got to get out and vote. And I know here in South Carolina, it seems very quiet. We, you know, our Senate race is Senator Scott. He's an amazing guy. We don't really have a race in Senate here. I mean, Tim is going to win heavy-handedly. But that can't stop us from coming out. And that's what I, you know, tell people as I travel, they're like, oh, well, you and the governor really don't have a problem. We do if that's how everybody thinks.
Yeah.
Because if everybody says, well, we don't have a problem, so Republicans don't get out and vote, that's how you have takeovers of seats.
Yeah.
So complacency is not our friend. Everybody's got to get out and vote.
Yeah. Well, now it's a matter of turnout. We just have to make sure that that people get to the polls. That's the important thing.
Absolutely. And thank you, Joey, for always talking about that. I am such a fan of conservative talk radio because we are the voice that gets right to the people. And we have to make sure that they understand what's at stake. I mean, if we don't take back the House and Senate, I don't know what
we're going
to do.
Let's not even talk about it. Let's not even. We're going to do it. We're going to do it.
We're going to do it. But it's only if everybody gets out and votes.
Yes.
Get out and vote. You know, take 10 people with you.
Yes.
You got it. We all have to show up. We need to see lines coming out of our voting booth.
Yep. Make sure Grandma goes. Make sure Aunt Margaret goes. You got to make sure the whole family turns out on November the 8th. Lieutenant Governor Absolutely. Pamela Evatt, again, great job this week in your debate. We'll talk again next Thursday.
Thanks, Joey, and I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend.
You too. Be safe. 848, Mike Gallagher is joining us up next.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.